Alan's certainly taking his time. He's been in there for ages. Marjorie can't have that many secrets to hide. Oh, somebody's coming down the corridor. Alan! Alan!
What the devil?
Oh, I'm so sorry, Arthur. I thought you were Alan.
So I gathered, Bathgate. Now, will you kindly tell me, did you think Alan was here? Or in my wife's room?
Well, you see, I...
In your wife's room, as it happens. Mr. Wilde, I've been investigating all the rooms. It's part of the procedure.
Why must you torture us all like this? My wife has nothing to conceal. How could she have possibly killed Rankin? Everyone knows that she couldn't even look at a knife. It's impossible.
Mr. Wilde, that is all I am trying to prove, that it is impossible. Now, a tea is waiting for us all downstairs. Could I have a quiet word with you, Bart?
Stop! Before... It's no good. I'll confess. I can't bear the strain any longer. I killed Rankin.
When did you do it, Mr. Wilde?
Before I came upstairs, when I was alone with him.
You're telling me that when you were cheerfully talking to Mr. Bathgate from the bathroom, you were also downstairs in the hall, where we're under the nose of a housemaid who didn't happen to notice, you plunged a dagger into Mr. Rankin.
Well, the girl had gone. I didn't mean to do it. It was all part of the game, you see.
I don't believe a word of it, Mr. Wilde. And as for games, you're playing an extremely dangerous one. I shall be in the study if you can spare me a moment, Bathgate.
Look here, Arthur. We're all letting our nerves get the better of us. I'm certain that no one really suspects your wife. Alan must know that she couldn't have done it. You told a brave lie, and I admire you for it, but it was a very silly one. Pull yourself together and forget all about it.